With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio to open God's precious word and to study the word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the word of God today. We're continuing our study on the need of revival. And I've been building upon Psalm 85, verse number 6, where the Bible said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" And I pointed out three thoughts in this verse. First of all, I pointed out the plea, "Wilt thou not revive us again?" And then second, I pointed out to you the people of revival. He said, "Thy people." And then I pointed out to the purpose of revival, that thy people may rejoice in thee. And we've spent several days looking at the need of revival manifest in our culture. I pointed out to you, first of all, that the drug problems that we have in our culture says to us, we need a revival. I pointed out to you the drinking problem says we need a revival. I pointed out to you, thirdly, the dress problem says we need a revival. And then number four, I pointed out to you that the divorce problem says we need a revival. And then number five, I pointed out to you that the disobedience and disrespect of our culture says we need a revival. And I don't think anyone who knows anything about God would argue that our culture is crying out, we need a revival. I thought about all of the permissiveness, the perversion, the pleasure madness of our culture. All of these things cry out, we need a revival. But I want to move on today and move from looking at our culture to looking at our churches. I want to say to you that you can attend just about any church in the world. You would discover very quickly that that church needs revival. Now, I admit to you, some need it more than others. But every church stands in need of revival, a time of reviving of God's people so that his people may rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. We live in such a day of compromise in the pulpit and carnality in the pew. And friend, I want to tell you, more programming, more planning, more personalities is not the answer, but revival is. God still says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. We need revival in our churches in our day. I have the wonderful privilege of preaching in a different church almost every week of my life. And a lot of times I preach in two and even three different churches during the week. And God has been so gracious to me to open up so many doors for me to preach the word of God. And again, I'm grateful and I'm thankful and I owe it all to him. But I want to say to you, I do not get in many churches that are on fire for God. It's a real refreshing day when you do, and I enjoyed it. But I want to say to you, most of them are in drastic need of revival. And somebody said, well, preacher, we don't deserve revival. I remind you, we never have deserved revival. There's never been a revival come because anyone deserved that revival. Revival is simply God's people begging for mercy and God in his mercy intervening in the affairs of a Christian, of a church, of a community, or of a country, and sending revival to that person or group of people. I thought as I was preparing for this study, when you think of the need of revival, what comes into your mind? Well, I jotted down the word revival, and I want to let each letter give us a message that reveals to us the need of revival. First of all, when I look at the letter R, I am reminded that we need revival when we see rebellion instead of repentance. And oh, my friend, you know and I know that we live in a society of rebellion. There are children rebelling against parents. There are companions rebelling against partners. There are citizens rebelling against the policing authorities that are over us. There are church members rebelling against their pastors. But what I thought of when I looked at this was the thought that when you preach the word of God, you can expect it. There will probably be more rebellion against that preaching than there will be repentance because of that preaching and people getting right with God. So when you see rebellion instead of repentance, it is a sign that people need revival in our churches. Then when I look at the letter E, I believe we need revival when we see our churches are filled with excuses instead of excitement. I want to say to you, friend, I'm old enough to remember when church was exciting. I can remember, and I still see some, where God's people are anxious to get to the house of God. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And that ought to be our heart also. But I want to say to you, my friend, that so many church members are filled with excuses instead of excitement. You can even announce a revival meeting. And it's always amazing at the church members that will come around to the preacher and even come around to me as a visiting preacher sometimes and say to me, well, I won't get to be here tomorrow night. I've got this plan, or I've got to do this. Or they either don't show up and then they come back the next night. And sometimes it is almost disgusting at what trivial excuses people allow to keep them out of the service of the Lord. They will come if nothing else is going on and if nothing happens. Now, I know there are times, there are reasons when you cannot come and you cannot be in church. But I want to say to you, my friend, that God expects his people to be faithful in the service of the Lord. So we have a need of revival manifest in our churches when we have rebellion instead of repentance, when we have excuses instead of excitement. And then number three, we have a need of revival manifest in our churches when we have vanity instead of victory. Now listen to me, dear friend. This Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 57, thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're saved, you have the victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you ought not to allow vanities to rob you of that victory and take away your joy. You remember the Bible said over in the book of 1 John chapter number 5, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And my friend, we need revival when our churches are filled with vanity instead of victory. I see so many people sing songs like Victory in Jesus, but you observe them as they're singing, and most of them know nothing about the victory that they are singing about. But then when I come to the letter I see the need of revival when I see indifference instead of involvement. We have come to the place in so many of our churches where nobody wants to be involved doing anything that's going to require some commitment and some faithfulness in their lives. No, they don't mind you doing it. They do not oppose it. They'll give an offering to it. But don't expect me to get involved. I promise you, you can go to most churches today and you do not find that the pastor has a waiting list of people who are wanting to actively serve in the church. No, he probably has a list of people whom he's asked to do something, and they've offered their excuses instead of their excitement, and they want to remain indifferent. They will come if they can. They will do what they can, but no commitment, no involvement. Let somebody else do it has become the theme of many of our church members in these days. So I say to you, friend, there is a need of revival manifest in our churches when we have rebellion instead of repentance, when we have excuses instead of excitement, and when we have vanity instead of victory, and when we have indifference instead of involvement. Let me take the final time of the broadcast today and ask you, where are you standing thus far? Do you have rebellion instead of repentance? Do you have excuses instead of excitement? Do you have vanity instead of victory? Do you have indifference instead of involvement? If so, my friend, you need revival. Nothing else will do. But I promise you, a God-sent, Holy Ghost-filled, sin-killing, life-changing revival will get you back where you ought to be in the service of the Lord. Well, our time is gone again. We'll continue tomorrow, the Lord willing. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Once again, it's anniversary month here at the Harvest Time broadcast. We began broadcasting on the first Monday in November of 2002. The Lord's allowed us to finish 6 years, and we're now broadcast over 80 times a day. I do want to thank you that's prayed for us and stood by us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. I remind you that without you, we would not be able to do the job that we're doing. Let me encourage you on this anniversary month that you take time out, write to us, and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.